So can you tell me about the situation with the hostages in Raqqa and how that played out?
Right. So this is what I saw from my position surrounding this one hospital that Daesh was holed up in with a bunch of hostages. So after what we completed training, we got sent to this Nokta where we were besieging this area, and our job was more or less to ensure that Daesh doesn't escape from this hospital and go somewhere else. So we were there, and we got constant updates from our commanders about the situation that was happening on the ground and that sort of thing. And our commander mentioned to us that they were going to strike a deal with the ISIS fighters that were still holed up in this little hospital, not really doing anything. So when they were holed up in this hospital, they had many, many civilians with them. And they threatened us and the local government that if they weren't allowed to travel out of the hospital to Deir Zor to meet up with their comrades to fight, they would kill these hostages in a very bloody spectacle. They had attached suicide vests to them, the whole nine yards. So our commanders and the military structure, they did not want this to happen. They didn't want senseless civilian deaths on their hands. So they talked with the ISIS fighters within this hospital, and they agreed to their terms. If they release these hostages unharmed, then they could be put on a convoy and sent to Deir Ezzor. I have heard reports that this situation was reported on by the media, and that a lot of the people covering the story were not being very honest about the terms of the surrender. They neglected to mention the hostage situation and just kind of like the context for our deal with these ISIS fighters that were remaining in Raqqa.